Good morning and welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today, a story for Shabbos. And our story takes us back a number of years ago in New Jersey. The 10-year-old boy was walking to school. Now, for many boys, that isn't that much of a big deal. For Michael, it was. You see, Michael was blind. And from the youngest of ages, while everyone else walked to school, biked to school, it was always Michael's mother that did the trip to him, with him, to school, day after day, being there for him, guiding every single step. And as he got older, he told his mother, "Mom, I want to do it myself." That would reflect a tremendous milestone in his life when he was able to walk the 2 blocks to school by himself. But his mother would always say, "No, you're not ready. I'm nervous. I'm scared," and would never allow him until the day finally came. "Today, Michael, you can do it." And they reviewed every single step of the way, how many steps it was until you turn, and what happens at the light, and how you have to ask this person for help crossing, so on and so forth. Michael reviews everything in his mind. He has his walking stick, and he's on his way. And as he does it, he feels like $1 million doing this by himself. And he does it. He walks through the front door, and the security guard at school looks at him and says, "Wow, Michael, it's great to see you today. I am proud of you." And then about 20 seconds go by, and all of a sudden he hears, "And a good morning to you, Mrs. Levy." And with that, there is a whoosh around him, the feeling of a bike rushing by. He turns around, but his mother had already left by that time. Today, Michael is a proud and observant Jew. He's a regular in his shul and a source of inspiration for so many people, both in the Jewish community as well as in the wider New York City community where he works at the MTA. And he told over this story at his mother's funeral a number of years ago. And after he did so, his own rabbi, Rabbi Weinberger, related that is this story, not the story of our lives. Wherever we go, whenever we go, we do it with the strength and the blessing and the abilities that God Almighty gives us. And that sometimes in our lives, it is obvious that Hashem is standing by our side. And then there are those times that we hear, "Good morning, Mrs. Levy." We hear that swoosh of the bike. We feel that tap on the shoulder from God. It may not be obvious. It may not be clear. It may require listening and opening our eyes to a deeper reality. But we know and we believe. And yes, we even see Hashem's presence guiding our life in the most detailed way possible. We are now in the month of Nisan, which is traditionally the first of all the calendar months of the Jewish year. Last Shabbos, we were told that the Jewish people's calendar was to follow the moon. And one of the reasons for that is that the moon waxes and wanes. And throughout our history of the Jewish people, there has been so many times where people have counted us out, that it was a good run while it lasted, but now we are in the decline, God forbid. And each and every time in our history, specifically after a catastrophe, after a tragedy, like the moon which disappears only to be seen with renewal the next day with the new moon, the Jewish people have always rejuvenated and had a rebirth specifically after those challenging times, knowing that even when we cannot see Hashem's presence with our eyes, we know that swoosh is right beside us at all times. Hashem is here, and Oid Yavai Hayoim, the day will come where we will see it with our own eyes. God's involvement in every area of our life. And in a sense, that is why the birth of our people happened with the extraordinary miracles of Passover. Miracles show us not that God is there during times of miracles, but miracles show us that God is truly there all the time, even during those times that we may not as easily sense Him with our own eyes. That is why the foundation of our people's story was seeing how intimately involved of Egypt.